Joining me in the studio is the Director of Economic Development for the City of Mexico, Amy O'Brien, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here. There was some breaking news on Friday afternoon over at City Hall, a press conference held there. There are going to be some new jobs coming into Mexico. You broke some great news there. Tell everybody a little bit about that, if you will.
Sure. I'm so happy to get to share great news about Mexico. We had a news announcement on Friday that Western Smokehouse Partners has decided to expand their manufacturing operations here in Mexico. They will start construction on the old soft surroundings interior of that building in October. They will take about 10 months to get it ready for production and plan to open next August, bringing over 250 jobs to Mexico.
That is amazing. As a matter of fact, 250 jobs. I believe he said there would be one plant manager that was within the company and the other 249. Well, they're looking to fill those positions, correct?
That is correct. And I was able to give him information that we have over 3,000 Audrain Countyans that leave our county to go to work somewhere else. And so our desire is to try and bring some of them home and give everyone a great opportunity to work where they live.
I'm sure you've been working on this for the last couple of months because you kept telling me there's some big news. I'm about ready to break it. Talk a little bit about how you get a company like that interested to come and basically expand here in Mexico.
Sure. When we found that Soft Surroundings was going to be leaving, the building is owned by a group out of New York. And so one of those investors came here and met with Bruce Slagle and I to talk about the options that were available for them to continue the agreement we had with Soft Surroundings to get them to stay here. And so he signed a new agreement that said he would do his best to recruit a new company by the end of September of 2024. So he was diligently working on it, and in February we began discussions with a different company, and they were moving along with an expectation of letting us know by May that they would be bringing jobs here. And that one was just languishing and not moving forward. And so in June I was contacted by the CEO of Western Smokehouse Partners that they wanted to consider this building, and they had been in discussions with the New York investors, and they had given them a 30-day exclusivity agreement to be able to get in and decide if this was going to work for them. So everything moved quickly because of that 30-day window, and it was almost exactly 30 days later when he called and said, "We're picking Mexico, but don't say anything."
Right,
so
right.
I had to hold it in for a little while.
I think the best part about it that I heard at the press conference was it's going to smell like barbecue once
yes.
they get the cooking going.
He
over
said
there,
it'll be so. a great aroma.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that for sure. Something else, another program that's getting ready to be launched here in Mexico. You have a little bit of news about that with the Mexico Chamber of Commerce, I believe,
actually,
right?
It's Main Street Mexico.
Main Street Mexico.
Main Street Mexico achieved its 501c3 status. So we are doing our first fundraiser to help the Village Square Association. And they were raising money to buy new LED lights to light up the town for the holidays. And once we got our 501c3 status, I said, why don't you let Main Street do that fundraising so that the donations can be tax deductible? So we did set up a table at the farmers market this weekend. We did have people give donations, but the rain cut the time short, so we are still going to be needing some dollars donated to light up the town. We have a great plan for making this downtown, our downtown square, look amazing at Christmas time, and people will come to see the lights. And so we do need the whole community to help us. We're taking donations anywhere from $2 to you
however
can just
much.
to infinity and beyond. We also will be applying any extra money that we raise for the lights that will go on the top of the buildings toward the magic tree, because I tell everybody that tree is magically growing and it costs more every year to put the lights on it, but it is something that we do light up and have a lot of fun, have the Christmas parade downtown. So if you are listening and can drop a few dollars off, just drop them at the Chamber of Commerce for the Light Up the Town campaign, and we'll get those to the right space.
Very nice. You know, you are getting ready to accept a new job, or actually you've already accepted it. You're getting ready to start a new job. Tell folks about that real briefly. You're going to Burlington, Iowa, as I understand
it. I'll be going to Burlington, Iowa. I'll be the president and CEO of Greater Burlington Partnership, and it includes a Main Street organization, a Chamber of Commerce, economic development, and tourism. So I'm looking forward to getting to be back with my family, but leaving Mexico is certainly bittersweet.
Well, we certainly appreciate you coming on here and getting us updated throughout the years, and I want to wish you the best of luck in your new job.
Thank you, Matt.